This episode is powered by denmeditation.com. Though meditation is the primary focus, the bigger goal is for people to understand and love themselves, thus creating more harmony in the community at large. To find out more about Den Meditation's teacher training programs, retreats, and all things Den Meditation, go to denmeditation.com. Well, this is exciting. Welcome to Den Talks Podcast. We're starting something new. Don't worry, we still will have our season with the amazing interviews. But dropping every month, we're going to do short forecasts of what you need to expect energetically for the month so you can plan accordingly. Look, like we talk about in this forecast actually is everyone has free will and you can do whatever it is you want. But sometimes it's really nice to just understand what the energy is because when you can work with it, you'd be surprised how things unfold. So that's what we're starting. This is November. So every month on the first of the month, we are going to drop a forecast. Sometimes it will be from an astrologer, sometimes from a channeler, sometimes someone who reads cards, sometimes a numerologist, but always energetically, what can you expect for the month coming up so that you can work with it and plan accordingly. So that brings us to today. Today we have Samantha Dolling on. She's an amazing Den teacher, practitioner, Reiki master. We love her. She's so beautiful. Stay tuned for our next season where she has an incredible interview coming out there too. But for today, she works with her guides and her cards and gives us an incredible take on what we should expect for November. You'll see how she just channels energy so well, which brings me to actually in December, on December 3rd, if you'd like to do a virtual training with her, she's doing a Sakim training, which is another way of getting channeled energy. So I think the requisite is if you've done Reiki 1, and that's the only prereq. Otherwise, anyone can do it. And it's just a beautiful way of channeling healing energy that can complement anything that you do as far as work or any healing modalities for yourself. So November is beautiful. I can't wait for you to hear this forecast. It made me very excited because it's exactly what I need. I have a feeling you will feel the same way. So without further ado, here's Samantha with what to expect in November. Welcome to Den Talks Podcast. This is Tal, your host and the founder of Den Meditation. I have Samantha Dolling with us today. She's going to work through her guides and cards. She has a bunch of different things she uses. She even said right before we got on, the guides are here. They're present. They're ready to go. So through them and then also pulling some cards, we're going to get a real sense of what we all need to think about for November. And there's a lot happening. I can tell you that. I feel it energetically. So I'm really curious to know what Samantha has to say.
Yeah. Hi. Welcome, everyone. So I have my guides here wanting to bring some messages through. I also have the cards. So we're just going to be led by spirit and what it is that they need to share. And the first thing, the first word that I see in front of me is rest. I feel like October has been such an intense month. We've had the eclipse season, and I think a lot of people have been really digging deep in their healing journeys, in their work, in getting to grips with all the changes that have been taking place energetically. So as some of you may or may not know, the frequency and the vibration of humanity and the earth is rising and increasing. And it takes quite a lot of catching up in the physical body. And I feel it October, from what my guides are saying to me, is October, they're doing this. They're giving everybody like a round of applause and saying, you've all worked really, really hard. And I feel that November seems to now be a month where we need to allow the energy to integrate. So the healing that everybody has done, the changes that have occurred through the eclipse season, now needs to integrate into the physical body. We're moving from a 3D materialistic world into a more spiritual vibration of 4D and 5D. And it's very confusing. And the first thing that spirit want to give advice wise is don't be hard on yourself. I think that we are always so hard on ourselves that we have to have things solved. We have to heal ourselves. We have to be doing this, that, and the other. We have to be eating the right foods all the time. We have to be drinking our 8 glasses of water every day. And, you know, I think sometimes it's okay to say, let's just take our foot off the pedal a little bit and just let things integrate. So for me, what I'm feeling is that the energy is beginning to slow down a little in November before it vamps right back up again through December into the new year. So if you have been working really hard on yourself, working through trauma, healing, just getting through the day sometimes is, you know, healing enough, then just give yourself a pat on the back and just take your foot off the gas just a little to allow the energy to integrate, because physically so much is changing in the physical body. It's actually quite hard to hold on to that. So a lot of people will have been experiencing sore throats, physical aches and pains in the body, headaches maybe. These are symptoms of the physical body catching up with the changes that are taking place. So I think we do need a little bit of a period of stillness. So whilst that isn't to say nothing's going to happen in November, I just feel like the energy is slowing down. They're now showing me a chariot and the horses being pulled as if to say, whoa, let's just bring this energy back just a tiny bit for everybody, because I don't know about anybody else, but it can be really overwhelming. And sometimes you just think, oh my God, I can't keep up. So it's okay to say, I'm just going to have a period of adjustment. So that's the first thing they're giving me when I tune into the vibration of November. And secondly, what they're saying is, don't forget to have some magic in your life. You know, we all need to just let go a little bit, have some fun, and remember the magic of what life can be. They're showing me like fairy dust, as if to say, remember to be a child and have fun and do things that are light-hearted, as well as the energy work or, you know, the 9-to-5 hustle and bustle that, you know, we all have to go through. Remember to inject some magic in there as well. It's amazing in my healings when I speak to people and I say, you know, what do you do for fun? What do you do that makes you happy? And a lot of people don't have an answer, you know. And if you say to them, you know, what do you want out of 2024? A lot of people don't know. So I think November is maybe letting go of the energy of the year, as that as often as we do in autumn, letting go of some of that, and then imagining what it is that we need from the upcoming months. We do a lot of reviewing and evaluating through the winter seasons, but it doesn't mean to say that we can't look at that in autumn as well and think, right, okay, you know, what magic do I need in my life? Because we're allowed to ask for it. It isn't all about children having magic. We're allowed it as adults as well. So they are trying to raise the frequency, and not in an energetic way that's going to be, oh gosh, I've got to deal with this now. It's more right, let's raise it. Let's, you know, get some energy going and, you know, lift the atmosphere a little bit. So I know that there's been a lot of transformation work going on, and many of us are having a lot of rebirth, a lot of transformation, you know, and a lot of quick change. The message is, don't lose hope. It's not always going to be like this. You know, I need to hear that as well today. Since the pandemic, it's just, the energy has changed so much. I think a lot of us don't even recognize the world as it once was, or ourselves or people around us. And it's okay to feel a little bit lost in that energy. But you know who you are. You know, stay true to yourself. November is going to bring a culmination. They're showing me a circle, a culmination of where we can integrate what we've learned and then just have a bit of steadiness again. So I feel that stability and security is something that a lot of people kind of need right now, before we can then move on to the next thing. So as I start to pull some cards, we're getting air cards. So I work with the elements of earth, air, fire and water in my cards and in my healings. And the air cards are all about how we process our thoughts, you know, analysing things, decision making. And although it may feel like it's been quite challenging right now, there's been a lot of truth revealed over this past year, not just personally in people's lives, but on a global scale, you know, financial institutions, or, you know, or governments, all that kind of thing. It's been heavy. So I know that there's a lot of people struggling to get out of the head. And the message is to try and move the consciousness into the heart center and go back to how things feel, because thoughts are just that, they're thoughts. And so many of us let our thoughts control us and pave the way, when really we can manipulate our thoughts to whatever it is we need them to be. So don't let the power of your thoughts take over during November. Move your awareness into your heart space and be guided by the heart instead. And by doing that, I've got the Four of Fire, which is the 11-11 card, which is contentment, stability. So as they were just saying, that they're trying to bring some stability back to people, November is going to be a month that brings that. So it almost is, again, they're showing me this circle, and I don't know if you can see on the card, there is the circle in the middle there. So it's most definitely, you're coming to the end of what seems to be quite difficult. And there'll be different layers to that. Some people, you know, won't have felt it too much, whereas others would have really felt it. But they're bringing in this contentment and peace. So it does feel like November for me, and the messages I'm getting, is going to be a lot more peaceful. And I think a lot of us need that. We need to just, you know, let's just get a breath before we have to tackle the next wave of energy or information or healing that we have to do. And then we come in with the Emperor. So Emperor, this is all about getting ready for the next stage. So this energy always comes in with needing to be organized. So this is why I think November's like going to give us a breath of fresh air. It's the ending. Before we go to the beginning, we can organize ourselves. Like I say, what do we want from winter? What do we want from next year? How can we move forward? What logic and organizational skills can we put into that? So many people start the year just winging it. You know, what do you want from the year? Have some goals, this card is saying. Have some goals of what you'd like to achieve next year. And once you have those goals, that then enables structure to be put into place to bring it. But if you're just winging it, no one knows where you're going, what are you doing, what are you manifesting? So that's what this is going to bring forward. And then it'll be time to work again. We come into the Knight of Earth, and this card is all about, knights are always about movement and usually fast movement. The Earth card is not as fast as some of the other ones. So there isn't this huge speed, but it is time to buckle down and get things done. So through winter, you're going to need to be spending time and organising yourself, and then the work will begin again. But it's most definitely a much quieter month in November. It just feels peaceful. And Spirit remind me to tell you that if you are struggling to find some peace, call on the angels of peace. These angels of peace really do bring a sense of calm and can help. But we need to remember that we need to ask, because we have free will. Nobody in spirit, be them angels or guides, can actually give us any help unless we ask for it, because it would be interfering with our free will. So remember to ask. If you're needing some peace and some stability, ask for some help, and they will help that infuse into your life in November. Yeah, it's, I don't want to use these words, but it's the words they've just given me. It's the calm before the storm. So take some time out in November if you can. Rest, digest. In fact, move into rest or digest. If you're someone who is constantly pushing at it, take November off. Go hide somewhere. Build the physical body up again. Drink lots of water. practice self-care and self-love is so important at the moment with all the changes that are going on. And November, you're being given some space to take care of yourself. So get outside in the fresh air, receive some sunlight, you know, eat nutritious food, drink lots of water, exercise, you know, do those things, soak in the tub, things that bring you pleasure, read books, spend time with family, whatever it is that brings that magic back in. Enjoy November, because as we move through winter, we're going to be back on the wheel of healing and planning for next year. So take this month to rest and recuperate is the main message, I think.
I love that. When they want you to rest, it sounds like, and I just want to clarify, it really is like physical rest. It's not necessarily quiet to work on the spiritual stuff. They're almost saying like, you don't even have to go that deep right now if you don't want to.
Yeah, it feels that way. I think, like I say, physically, we have to remember our body needs to catch up with the frequencies and the vibrations that are changing. And when we have any healing, it amazes me when I meet people who, you know, they're attuned to Reiki 1 month, they then do, you know, a silent retreat 2 weeks later, then 3 days later, they're having a healing. And I just think, wow, that's so much, because the body needs time, the physical body, you know, our skin, our organs, you know, it needs time to adjust to the frequencies and the changes. And what will happen is if we're pushing ourselves too much too quickly, you're kind of wasting your time with some of it. It won't all, you know, assimilate. So yeah, it's paramount to rest the physical body and the mind from pushing yourself so hard all the time.
And socially, do they want people to back off or?
No, I think socially, that's what we should be doing. Spending time with loved ones, with friends, and yeah, experiencing love and joy in that way.
But it feels like a month of kind of spoiling yourself a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you know, eat the cake. You know, that kind of month, eat the cake, buy the handbag, just, yeah, you've worked hard. It's almost feels like maybe it's a month of rewarding yourself for all the work that you've been through, all the work you've done on yourself and everything you've experienced this year. It's been a hard year, a really, really hard year for so many people. And I think it's okay to say, I need a few weeks to just kind of gather myself. And I feel that that's what the gift of November is going to be.
And it feels like they're calling on us starting December to really step back into like a deeper spiritual journey, possibly, which is why they're kind of like, take a rest, relax, get ready.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Because winter often brings, it brings quiet and sometimes solitude for people to do the reviewing and evaluating and kind of going within, which can trigger its own stuff, can't it? You know, as we, you know, we've spoken about previously that, you know, by sitting, it allows things to come up. So in the quiet months of winter, you can often find that some really deep work is done, because sitting in the quiet and being more indoors allows that to unfold, and then we'll need dealing with. So yeah, depending on how you do your winters, you know, obviously I'm here in the UK and it's always, you know, cold and raining. But I love winter. I love, you know, lighting the fire and getting a book and having blankets and just, you know, that solitude to recover. And we've lost contact so much with the cycles of nature that, you know, to follow how nature recovers is most definitely what we should be doing as well.
Beautiful. I mean, I love that message. Rest, rest, rest.
Yeah.
A calmer month, which we need, desperately need.
Yeah, definitely. I think
so. Thank you.
I think most people do. Yeah. I think it's going to be quite welcome.
I think so. I mean, the minute you said it, I was like, oh, thank God.
It's almost as if somebody's taken, you know, taking you off the hook for a couple of weeks and said, right, okay. You know, it's like being off school, isn't it? Right, okay, 2 weeks off and you're like, thank you.
Yeah. And it's, it has been intense everywhere. I feel like, you know, for people in the self level, and I think globally. So I think that's a lovely message. Good. But we all have to do it. You got to like adhere to it. To like, I would say you do it. Like you said, there's free will. You do whatever you want. When you were talking about asking for help, you know, like no angels are interfering because you do what you want. But it's always nice to know energetically what's happening, because if you choose to kind of go with what the energy is, the flow is unbelievable. Like then it's like, you just get so supported. It's so nice.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, you know, we all live such busy lives, don't we? You know, we're taking care of the kids, we're working, we're trying to build a career, you know, we're trying to just be who we are as well and have fun. And, you know, something has to give sometimes. You know, most of us are doing lots of healing in this, which is intense. You know, the vibration of the earth is changing. Sometimes it's just like, oh my God, I can't keep up. You know, I just need some time to breathe. And I think that that's what November's going to bring, just a little bit of respite so we can say, you know, I'm going to do that. But one word of warning is if you are at the point of exhaustion, whether it be through work, through healing, whatever it may be, if you don't take the time, spirit will make you take the time. And that's, they
everyone
will
take it.
They'll be like, here, have the flu. Go sit in bed for 2 weeks, you know. It's important to take that time out.
Amazing. Well, thank you. Thank you for this. And everyone, I'm curious, drop comments and let us know what you have planned for November.
Yes.
Let's all do it
Hawaii
together.
3 weeks, so it sounds like.
Yeah. Thank you, Samantha.
Yes, thank you. Much love to everyone.